Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there's no question that things have changed in the country. Attitudes have changed. The wants and needs of people are still the same, but the attitudes and how people think have changed. And there's been a big revolution in the relationship between employee and employer. It used to be that many years ago, people got a job. They stayed there for their entire life. They got some raises, but they really didn't look for more. They were just grateful to have a job. Today, we've become a very mobile society where employees, at the drop of a hat, will think about leaving your company. And why is that? Well, some of it is the fault of the CEO, president, or business owner. Some of it is the fault of market conditions. Market conditions are requiring us to be extremely competitive. It's the most competitive time in business history, the easiest time to get into business, and the hardest time to stay in business. But I think if I said that employees, the people around you, the coworkers, are the most valuable asset you have. If you have people that are A-plus employees who always do what needs to be done, who are thinking, who are helping you manage the business or getting it right, you are going to really prosper. Now, not everybody's going to be an A-plus employee, and that's perfectly okay because there are different requirements for different jobs. Sometimes we have a few great people, and we have some average people, and we have some people that, well, could do a better job. But, you know, the reason that there isn't loyalty to a company, think about it. Let's go back to 2008. In 2008, hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, were being laid off. Some of them had done a really great job. Some of them had been the best employee they could possibly be, but they were just inadvertently terminated. No reason other than we have to get rid of people. If we want loyalty from the people that we work for, we have to train them, motivate them, make them understand what their job is, give them a job description, and we have to show loyalty to them. We have to show them that we appreciate what we do, what they do for us. We have to show them that their efforts in the business are well received, that they are part of the business. We need to compensate them properly. We need to respect them. We need to talk to them in the right way. You are the person, the CEO, president, and business owner who will create loyalty in your company. I mean, over the years and over 25 years I've been doing this, I've had the pleasure of working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners who their employees wouldn't leave for any reason. If someone doubled their pay, they wouldn't leave because they're treated so well. And I've had other people that I've worked with where I've had to explain to them that their employees are the most valuable asset that they have, and they need to rethink how they approach them. So today, I'd like you to rethink about your connection with the people that you work with. Are we treating them well? Are we compensating them fairly? Is there something that we can do? It could be little things. It doesn't have to be big things to make them understand that they are incredibly valuable to us and we respect what they do and they are part of our business life and they are part of our success and we're going to help them be successful. Remember, these are people just like you. They've got a mortgage to pay, children to feed, maybe children to send to college. They have hopes, wishes, and dreams. Let's ask them how they can participate in the business. Let's ask them, who are you and what skills do you have that we aren't using? And what can I teach you? What can I coach you on? What can I show you how to do a better job? What don't you know? Let's be interactive. And when we start to be loyal to our employees, well, they're going to be incredibly loyal to us. Now, part of that also is if you have someone who's not working well in the company, part of being loyal to your entire staff is dealing with that person, making sure that our great employees who are doing a great job, don't have to deal with someone who's not doing their job, and they have to carry the weight and the burden of their job. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. And let me just add, if you hear some noise in the background, well, we're having one of those torrential rainstorms that we get here often. It's the rainy season with the thunder and the lightning. Well, thank you so much. May this be the best year you've ever had in business.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.